This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Parliament has passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 with Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had passed it in December last year. It aims to enhance disaster preparedness, response and recovery across the country. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intends to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authority, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "The size and scale of disasters have changed and the responses must change accordingly." On the opposition's allegation on centralization, Mr. Shah said, "The greatest power under the bill has been given to the District Disaster Management Authority." The Parliament also passed the Boilers Bill 2024 with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The bill repeals the Boilers Act 1923 and seeks to provide for the regulation of boilers and safety of life and property of persons from the danger of explosions of steam boilers. The Rajya Sabha had already passed the bill in December last year. The legislation also provides for uniformity in registration and inspection during the manufacture and use of boilers in the country. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025, incorporating 35 government amendments aimed at tariff rationalization and boosting domestic manufacturing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The Finance Bill 2025 provides unprecedented tax relief to taxpayers and ease of doing business."
This finance bill actually proposes to remove 7 customs tariff rates for industrial goods. The 2 tranches of rationalization of customs tariff carried out so far have reduced the number of tariff rates from 21 to 8, including the zero rated goods. Many Indian exporters have become cost competitive.
Ms. Sitharaman said, under the new tax regime, there will be zero income tax up to the income of 12 lakh rupees. Medium-term and long-term government deposit components of gold monetization scheme will be discontinued from tomorrow. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that the discontinuation has been made after the examination of the performance of the gold monetization scheme and evolving market conditions. The government of Meghalaya, in collaboration with the Indian Chamber of Commerce, is organizing the 7th Act East Business Show from today to the 27th of March at the State Convention Center, Shillong. This flagship event aims to foster stronger economic and trade relations between BBIN, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India and Nepal and ASEAN nations, focusing on key sectors such as technology, agriculture, manufacturing and tourism. At least 23 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip today. Palestinian health officials said nearly 700 people have been killed since Israeli military resumed its campaign against Palestinian armed group Hamas in Gaza a week ago, leading to the collapse of the 2-month-long ceasefire. The fresh strikes come as the Israeli military expanded evacuation orders to tens of thousands of residents across the enclave. In the Indian Premier League, T20 cricket chasing a target of 244 runs set by Punjab Kings, Gujarat Titans were 206-3 in 18.2 overs in Ahmedabad a short while ago. Indian men's team bagged the gold medal defeating Japan in the Sepak Takraw World Cup final today at Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna in the regular category. The 6-day mega sports event concluded today at Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna. In football, the opening game of third and final round of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers between India and Bangladesh ended in a goalless draw at Shillong in Meghalaya this evening. Both teams will get a point each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.